Our last case, 11-1323, in re the application of Jeffrey Vincent, is Gwely? Gwely. And for the Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association, we have Ms. Audrey.
Good morning, Madam Chief Justice and members of the court. My name is Susan Audrey, and I am here on behalf of the Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association, urging you to adopt the recommendation of the Board of Commissioners on Character and Fitness in disapproving the application of Jeffrey Vincent Gwely. Mr. Gwely is not here. He has waived argument today, so I'm going to be presenting the argument just on behalf of the Bar Association. The disapproval recommendation is justified here because Mr. Gwely has demonstrated in the 3+ years that his application has been pending that he cannot tell the truth, and that his inability to be honest with not only the bar, the courts that he's been in practicing when he was in Florida, and the people that he's worked with there, that he cannot tell the truth, and he uses that inability to tell the truth to manipulate not only those in authority over him, but sometimes through intimidation and threats to sue. Mr. Gwely's instances of untruthfulness are well documented in our brief and in the panel's report adopted by the board. These instances include his work history at the Florida State Attorney's Office, his lawsuit against the United States government and then President George Bush, his legal-related employment in Ohio, his representations, or I should say misrepresentations, of his recommendations for treatment to both his treating, to both the people dealing with him through OLAP, through the Bar Association, through the Florida Bar Association, as well as his representations to his treaters as far as his drinking history and his attendance at AA meetings. Mr. Gwely does not deny that he is untruthful. He claims, though, that his untruthfulness is limited to immaterial issues that are not of critical importance. He claims that on critical issues, on material issues, he has always been honest, including those having to do with his drinking history and his attempts at sobriety and rehabilitation. Those representations, like those before him, and made to the panel and made to the Florida Bar, are inaccurate. And he continues that history of inaccuracy before this court. In his supplemental filing here, in his brief, his objections before this court, as well as the supplemental filings, he continues to represent that he is fully eligible to practice in the state of Florida. That is untrue. He continues to represent that he has worked very hard and had made efforts in his sobriety and his rehabilitation process. That is untrue. He has made some strides. We will give him some credit for that. But he has a long way to go.
Ms. Audi, I noticed one of the recommendations that the board made was to disapprove Mr. Gwely's application, but permit him to reapply.
Correct.
And one of the requirements was that he sign and participate in an OLAP contract.
Correct.
Is he currently residing in the state of Ohio or in the state of Florida?
He is currently residing in Mayfield Heights, Ohio, in Cuyahoga County.
And has that ever been a condition of application of admission that we require an OLAP contract of someone who is not a member of the bar?
Well, he has applied. He graduated from Stetson Law School in 2005 and took the Florida bar at that time. Mm-hmm. He is licensed in Florida. He ran into some disciplinary issues there and was recommended on a program of diversion.
Well, we look at a lot of applicants who, I mean, next week we're going to admit some 900, but I don't know that we require them before being admitted that they participate in an, or as a condition of being admitted, participate in an OLAP contract?
Well, how this came up was when he applied to take the Ohio bar here in Ohio. As part of his character and fitness investigation, he was found to be unstable, that he didn't report some instances accurately as far as what his disciplinary history was. As it came out, then he was found to have some issues with alcoholism, and it was recommended that he go through this process. So in the process of him being disapproved for his character and fitness, it was recommended that he continue this treatment. It was discovered that he had an alcohol issue, an alcohol problem, and then was encouraged and required to attend OLAP. And just so that you are aware, too, there are law students who are part of the OLAP process. Mm-hmm. If there is a law student who is in law school at the time who has some issues with alcohol or chemical dependency, they are encouraged to sign up with OLAP and be part of that program as far as their condition for their application for admission to be approved. And that's what happened here. Since Mr. Gwelly was already a licensed attorney in Florida, but was under disciplinary proceedings because he had to complete their diversion program, they accepted his program here with OLAP as being an equivalent program. So he had to complete that, not only to comply with his to keep his license current in Florida, but in order for him to take the Ohio bar examination here. He never passed the character and fitness process. And as part of that process now, in order for him to continue as the board has recommended, he has to sign up with OLAP and complete their contract for a period of 3 years. In this case, he was under OLAP under two different contracts. His first contract was in April 2009, and that was a three-year mental health contract based on his history of paranoia, thinking that the government was out to get him, that his drinks were laced with narcotics, that his mail was being intercepted. And then when it was learned during the course of his rehabilitation process that he also has an underlying alcoholism problem, which he did finally admit to, then they went into a two-year a chemical dependency contract, and that was in June of 2010 after he had finished the Glen Bay program. But even that Glen Bay program, he was not successful in completing. The discharge notes are highlighted in our brief, and they're noted in the panel's report that he had trouble with that. He is someone who is resisting treatment because he wants to do it his way. And that's Mr. Gwelly's underlying fundamental problem here, is that he has difficulty taking direction from those above him and instead uses his version of the truth to manipulate those around him. And that's why he has repeatedly been caught in one lie after another. And as long as he continues to do that, he's never going to get at the root of his problems, and he's never going to be able to sit for the bar examination and be able to pass the character and fitness that's required of all attorneys in Ohio. The character and fitness process is not an adversarial proceeding. We are not here arguing that he should never be admitted to the Bar of Ohio. But he does have to show that he has the requisite character and fitness, and in this case, that he can be honest, that he can tell the truth, that his word can be trusted, and that he is reliable. If he cannot, we cannot entrust that type of individual with clients' funds. We cannot trust them to be truthful in our courts of Ohio, and we cannot trust them to be reliable and honest with their clients. For all these reasons, the Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association asks that this court uphold the Board of Commissioners' recommendation disapproving Mr. Gwelly's admission to the Ohio Bar. There are no other questions. I am concluded.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the matter under advisement and issue our opinion. Marshall, will you adjourn court?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio. Thank you.